The Weekend Setlist with Jeff Leiker. Your stop for live music, art, theater, and other performances. If it's happening in the area, it's happening on The Weekend Setlist. 94.3 FM, 1400 AM, KAYS.
Welcome to the first ever Weekend Setlist. I am your host, Jeff Leiker, on KAYS, 1400 AM, 94.3 FM. This is a segment where we showcase happenings that are going on in Hayes, live performances, theater, art, and many other activities. And for our first episode, we have pulled out all the stops. We have reinforced our roof to make way for reindeer and sleigh parking. I am, of course, joined in the studio with none other than the man in red himself, Kris Kringle, St. Nick, Mr. Holly Jolly, Santa Claus. Santa, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us in the studio.
It's good to be here, Jeff.
Now, Santa and I go way, way back, of course. I can remember
when he was a little boy.
The first gift that I ever received from Santa was what was called a wrestling buddy. It was these little stuffed dolls that were in the shape of your favorite professional wrestler. They had Hulk Hogan. They had Jake the Snake. They had the Ultimate Warrior. And, of course, my favorite and the undisputed champion, Macho Man Randy Savage. So thank you very much for giving me that when I was a kid. I still have it to this day. So Santa, you are in Hayes starting today over at Big Creek Crossing. Is that correct?
That is correct, Jeff. I will be there until 5 o'clock tonight, and I'm going to be there tomorrow and Sunday from 1 to 5, both days. It's that time of the year.
It absolutely is that time of the year. And of course, Big Creek Crossing has probably got that nut roasting station in there that is just permeating throughout the entire store. So it's driving you absolutely crazy just smelling those pecans and peanuts just getting candied and roasted. It is my absolute favorite time of the season.
It is, Jeff. I tell you what, the nut roasting is almost as good as all of the cookies that I get on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. And you travel the world in one night. First of all, very, very impressive. Secondly, so since you travel the world, you are what we would say probably like a foodie when it comes to cookies. You should probably make a cookie blog or something along those lines during your ops. Of course, then again, with the number of kids that there are to make toys for, you probably are working year round anyway to meet the quota. But I assume that you probably have your choice selection of cookies. What are the top 5 cookies that you would say that Santa loves to eat on Christmas Eve when he is dropping the gifts off?
First of all, I like all cookies. I mean, a cookie is, if it isn't good, it isn't a cookie.
I would have to agree with that. Yes, absolutely.
But I like the snickerdoodles. Mm-hmm. I like chocolate chip. I like oatmeal raisin. I even like some great big monster cookies, which have oatmeal raisins. It has chocolate chip and M&M's in it. It's just a conglomeration of all cookies. And I'll even eat a sugar cookie.
Even eat a sugar cookie.
But I can't put them in order of what's my favorite.
Understandable. And it also depends on the region that you're in, too. Around here, you probably get a couple of houses that give you Spitzbuben or something along those lines.
That is true. That is true. And those aren't too bad either.
I would have to agree. And I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners would have to agree as well. And so that brings up another question. So, Santa, I'm pretty sure that there have been a lot of people that have been looking after your health. So they probably give you maybe some more calorie conscious snacks when you're delivering gifts, almond milk, probably like rice cakes or carrots, maybe even, or anything like that. Does that affect any of the gift giving? Do you kind of skimp on the gifts a little bit when when you're given rabbit food or anything?
No, my reindeer appreciate the carrots.
Of course.
I share alike. I share to all of them.
So you heard it here, folks. So don't worry, kids, if your parents are putting out something that is not necessarily milk and cookies, it's not going to affect your bottom line when it comes to Santa giving you gifts. So Santa, you also, you're going to be around the area beyond Sunday as well.
Correct.
Too. Yeah. You've got other things going on.
Well, I do have a pet night at Big Creek Crossing that will be on Wednesday the 8th, as well as on...
For all of the fur babies that
are
out there.
You have it, as well as the 15th, and that will be from 6 till 8, mm-hmm. both nights. Also, there is a blood drive going on at Sternberg Museum, and that will be on Wednesday the 8th. It'll start in the morning and will end in the afternoon, and I will be there about 2:45.
Yes, and blood drives are very, very important, especially post-pandemic. And you can register and make your appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going to redcrossblood.org to make your appointment for the Santa blood drive over at Sternberg Museum. And then you have something going on in Ellis as well, too, correct?
Correct. On Friday the 3rd of December, I'll be downtown here in Hayes doing the Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, wonderful.
And that will be at 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday, although I am going to be at the mall at Big Creek Crossing, I will be doing story time there from 1 till 5. Mm-hmm. And then at 6 o'clock, I'll magically appear in Ellis for Polar Express.
Oh, wonderful.
That's just part of what I'll be doing.
And that raises a question, too, because, you know, this is 10 o'clock in the morning right now. Right. And you were at Big Creek Crossing at 10 a.m. So how are you at Big Creek Crossing and also here in the studio at the same time?
I'm Santa. I can be multiple places.
Good enough for me. Sound logic in my books right there. Well, Santa, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come down here to KAYS and have a conversation with us.
Before you let me go, I take off with my reindeer, I'll also be at the library on the 18th. Ooh. That will be from 9 till 11. Mm-hmm. And you'll have to contact the library to find out what's going on there. And
you'll be reading a story,
will be reading a story, of course. And then I will do the Frostfest Parade at 6 o'clock on the 18th. And then I will be at the mall again. In fact, I'm at the mall every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until Christmas week.
Oh.
And that'll be on Fridays. That'll be from 5 until 8. Mm-hmm. Saturday and Sundays will be 1 to 5. And then during the week before Christmas, it'll be Monday through Thursday, 1 to 6. And then I will be on Friday the 24th. That will be from 10 until 5.
All right. And then you'll hop on your sleigh, grab your gifts, and head on out to deliver joy and magic to all of the wonderful children of the world.
All the little boys and girls.
Absolutely.
And on the 26th of December, Mrs. Claus puts me on a diet for all those cookies that I love to eat.
Yep. Have you tried keto yet, Santa? I recently just did keto and I lost about 30 pounds doing it. So
not recently, no.
Well, it's not for everybody, but, you know, it is handy in the sense that you could still eat cheese and whatnot while you're doing keto. So just throwing that out there. Skateboarding is also a fun pastime, too. Of course, then again, at the North Pole, it's probably snowboarding.
Well, so. Snowboarding is more in my vein.
Yep. Shred those half pints, do some 10-20s and all that jazz. I know Santa can do it. He's Santa. Of course he can do it. Well, Santa, thank you so much for coming down here to talk to us and tell us what you've got going on in the area. Thank you for all of the joy that you bring to all of us every year since we were little and from here on out, of course.
It has been my pleasure.
Thank you very much, Santa. We're going to take a quick break. More of Hey's Happenings on the Weekend Setlist after this.
You're listening to the Weekend Setlist with host Jeff Liker. More with Jeff on the way, but for more on the events we're talking about today and others, visit HayesPost.com. Look for the announcements section. It's towards the bottom of the page. That's Hayes Post, your home for news and events. And now for more Weekend Setlist with host Jeff Liker.
The Weekend Setlist, 1400 AM, 94.3 FM, right here on KAYS. Some more happenings going on in the area, not just exclusive to Hayes. Segment is for all over the listening area. So what's coming up here really quick at 11 AM, Stockton celebrates Old Time Christmas. Then coming up at 5 p.m., La Crosse's Old Fashioned Christmas. Don't forget, on Saturday, Small Business Saturday for the Downtown Hayes District. Go out and support your local businesses. Every dollar that you spend in the community stays within the community. You're not buying a CEO a private jet. You are helping a business owner pay for ballet shoes and dentist work and other things that stay within the community. Then at 1 p.m. over on 101.9 The Bull, we've got 1A Division State Football. Wheatland Grinnell is going to take on Axtell. The pregame begins at 1 p.m. with play-by-play action to follow. And then on Sunday, Fort Hays State men's basketball takes Manhattan Christian College. You'll be joined with the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock, at 2 p.m. Monday evening is the Bright Lights for Little Tykes, hosted by the Hayes Area Children's Center at 6 p.m. And then on Tuesday, Plymouth Schoolhouse Christmas opens up at 3 p.m. That's the latest happenings that are going on in the listening area. This has been the Weekend Setlist right here on KAYS.